We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
A survey by job site Monster finds 95% of workers are at least considering a job change in the aftermath of the COVID crisis. And let's examine the reasons with Rick Cobb, the executive vice president of Keystone Partners in Chicago. So people considering a job change at a time when there seem to be a lot of jobs out there. Let's start first with why people are looking at, if they have a job, changing it.
Sure. So the interesting thing about the human condition is we don't like change, but we're also quite adaptable. So if in pre-pandemic, we would go to work, we would commute, we would wear the appropriate clothes, et cetera, spend the time back and forth because that's what we were used to. We've had 2 years of an enforced change, and now that's become what we're used to. So now we realize there are other things besides the commute and changing and the work environment. Family, the physical risk involved in some of the jobs that exist. So we're now in a situation where things are inverted, and at the same time, there are opportunities to do something other than what you had to do before the pandemic.
What's the advice for people if they are thinking about changing or looking for a new job? What would you recommend?
Well, there's a couple things that people have to pay attention to. You think about the idea of the theoretical what you would like to do versus the reality. I use the analogy of finding a $100 bill on the sidewalk. Someone you could ask and they'd say, oh, I would try to find out whose that was and make sure they got it back. If they actually found it, I'm not sure that the results would be the same. So the theory of leaving your job, you have to spend some time examining why is it that you want to leave? Are you just flat burned out? Is it really the job or is it just the general overall experience of having been in this sort of additional stressful time? And then what's the reality of your ability to go out and replace that job with something that would be, in whatever way you want to measure it, better? It's sort of like people say, I want to retire in Florida. And what psychologists will tell you as often is they don't really want to retire in Florida. They want to be in Florida right now. There's a big difference between a permanent change and a vacation.
What advice would you have for employers both to keep folks that might be thinking of leaving and attracting those who they could certainly use to fill some vacancies?
You know, bluntly, I'll say this. I could take almost anyone's job that they say they love and make it a horrible job with one change. And that's the people that they work with, particularly the person they report to. People don't quit companies. They quit the environment and the people that they work for. And there needs to be on the part of businesses a real emphasis on understanding their employee population, what they want, what they're interested in, not just expecting that they can pay them enough to stay, because there are jobs that you won't do regardless of pay. And so there has to be more of a culture. If you think about it, there aren't many companies that people will look at today and say, I wish I worked for X company. Yet if you go back 20, 30 years ago, you probably would have had, I wish I worked for IBM, or you would have had those companies that you would name. Now it's become more about the function and the role and do I matter in that organization? And businesses need to understand that and pay attention to it.
That's Rick Cobb, the executive vice president of Keystone Partners here in Chicago.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.